This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Metro Denver in the Northern Front Range is officially a severe violator of federal ozone laws. The EPA decision yesterday comes after the region repeatedly missed deadlines to meet federal health standards. It means Colorado must crack down on smaller sources of pollution like oil and gas well sites. The law also requires gas stations to sell cleaner, pricier gasoline as soon as 2024. Governor Jared Polis is pushing for an exception on that requirement. The undersheriff for Clear Creek County is speaking out on the killing of a 22-year-old Boulder man by a sheriff's deputy. CPR's Allison Sherry reports that Christian Glass had geology work tools in his car, including a knife and a mallet.
In an interview with CPR News, Undersheriff Bruce Snelling says the deputy who shot and killed Glass thought he was going to stab a second officer on the scene. Snelling says the deputy thought Glass was a danger. Siddhartha Rathod, a lawyer for the family, says that position is unacceptable.
Police may not illegally smash out the windows of a person's car who has committed no crime and then create their own circumstances that they believe justify the killing of a 22-year-old boy. This is basic law enforcement.
Glass called 911 for help after his car got stuck on a dirt road. The local district attorney has said she is still weighing whether to send the case to a grand jury. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Right now in Grand Junction, it's 73 degrees and mostly clear. In Boulder, it's 77 degrees and fair. And in Colorado Springs, it's 82 degrees and partly cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.